KY, do you want to do water land interface?
Thank you, Chair. Quick and brief. The task force met on the 2nd of March to discuss one item, strategic development plan for Hong Kong Port 2030. In that meeting, we invite the Transport and Housing Bureau again and the study consultant to brief the task group on the study and the recommendation to enhance capacity and operational efficiency of the container port in Hong Kong. There are two issues arising from the discussion and the briefing. First is some member expressed skepticism whether it is feasible to actually upgrade the existing public cargo handling working area at Songkut Island to support the Kwai Ching Terminal. They believe the local marine trade actually will come into conflict with the interests of the local marine trade in using of the PCWA facility. So this is one. And the other one is proposal to actually go into developing a multi-story car park for lorries in the Kwai Chung area, which the administration is going to commission a feasibility study. So these are the two issues. And of course, the second one is actually very much related to what we just discussed this afternoon. Overall, the task force recognized the importance of maintaining Hong Kong's position as an international transshipment hub and believe that a balance be struck between conflicting use of waterfront land for recreation as well as for working purpose. So that's all. Thanks.
Thank you, KY. Any questions, members, on the task force reports? I mean, you all participate in one or more, so I suspect you're fairly familiar with the ground. Thank you.